Again, this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, lo nishleisim imcha, lo nishleisim imcha. Not so far away. Lo nishleisim imcha, lo nishleisim imcha. Lo nishleisim imcha. This is korve lecha dogam yod b'ticho u'revavcha la'atos, and that's the end of the aliyah. That's the whole aliyah session. Which mitzvah is it? Very unclear which mitzvah is it. So the Rambam writes, and I have done it to the Yadach HaZokha. The Rambam assumes that the mitzvah is referring to mitzvah Tamatayr. And he writes, the Sikha Vivab Chalasay, so he refers to Perish of Estad and Perish of Ater. The Sikha means Perish of Estad, which is the one to be lit. If the Vivab Chal refers to Perish of Ater, that depends on Havana Salayim. The person, let's say, learns Gemara and he doesn't understand, so then there's no, the Balatanya says there's no Kima Mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch Rabin, Yeridaya, who's the Tamatayr, writes. And Perush about there, the issue is the Vavcha, the Havana. The person doesn't understand. He has no key on mitzvah. Morgan Avram says that whoever doesn't understand the Zohar Mekayimah should be saved. The Zohar Mekayimah is Perush about there. There's no yichus in saying Mishnayos or Gemara if you don't understand. But in Perush about there, there's Mikra. There's Mikra, there's Mishnah, and there's Talmud. You know, Mikra is Mikra. Even if you understand the Zavari, it's better. Zavari is better. Even if you don't understand it, it's Mikra. If you pronounce Zivar Lekim Chaim, that is the text that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the Nusach that was given to the Nevi'im. So the Bali Ruach HaKodesh, if you pronounce the Mikra, even without understanding, even if there's no Ravavcha, there's still the Ficha. So the Rambam seems to learn, Tamitzvot HaShamech Mitzad Chayyam, and referring to Talmud Torah. So you shouldn't think that Levin HaTorah is such a far-fetched thing, Loi Bashamayim Hi, Loi Meyeh Elayam Hi, that's how the Gemara says. That Loi Bashamayim Hi, Loi Bashamayim Hi. The Gemara says that when they had the Machlekes of Levin and the Chachamim, that all the different dinim, and Ablazer said that the Rebbe should prove that I'm right, and so forth. The Rebbe should prove that I'm right, and the Rashamayim should prove that I'm right, and the Basco came out, everybody was proving that he was right. So Rebbe Shua said, Loi Bashamayim. That was his quote, Loi Bashamayim. That was refers to Torah. And the Gemara also says, Loi Bashamayim, that it refers to Gasi HaRuach. The Torah's meme, of course. That if a person is a Baldaiver, he holds it, he's way up, he's so Gevaldic, that he won't be matzliach in learning. Blame the Eidel Ayami, the people who are running around the world, traveling around doing business, won't be matzliach in learning. You have to sit and learn the Hafmada, not 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there and travel around the whole time. Learning only comes with Igiyah. So that's how the Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Gemara interprets this section, this Sali of Shishi, this Parsha from the middle of Parsha from 7, is referring to the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Ramban HaChumash seems to learn that this, that's how Rashi learns HaChumash also. Rashi quotes the Gemara. Kitore Elech Adon, 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 Rashi says also like the Rambam. Rashi and Rambam quote the Gemara. The Ramban HaChumash seems to hold that that's the Psalti Drush that the Gemara says. He thinks that Pshuta Shalmit is referring to the Mitzvah of Tshuva. Because right before that, right before in Parshat Nitzavim, the Chumash speaks of the Tshuva movement. It speaks about the Kriyas Bris. Beginning of the Psalm refers to the Kriyas Bris in Kistavoy. This Kriyas Bris was different from the Kriyas Bris at Harsina. It says in the end of Kistavoy, Eber Divra Bris, Eile Divra Bris, Asher Tzila Hashem is Moshe Lechus, is an Eretz of the Eretz Mo Movar HaBris, in addition to the Kriyas Bris, Asher Kare Sitan Bichore. This is addition to the Bris that was made at Harsina. What do you need a second Bris for? It was a Bris, Rashi says. The Bris was the Brachas of Klolos. At Harsina was the first Kriyas Bris, and the Kukaisa, and this is the second Kriyas Bris. What do you mean a second Kriyas Bris? So in Parashas Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu explains what the need is for a second Kriyas Bris. And he says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Sheni, in the second Aliyah, Lo Yitzchem Levatzchem Enecha Keres Rabbeinu Zazay Seyfa Allah Zay, not only to the people who are alive today, Ki means Rak, but rather, Eitha Sheyesh Nefoyim Anu Amen Hayyam, Lefnei Hashem Lakein Reis Hashem Enei Nefoyim Anu Amen Hayyam. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Afen Doros Asidim Lios, that the second Kriyas Bris was Noisif on the first Kriyas Bris. The first Kriyas Bris at High Sinai, that in the Chukaisa, was only with the Yechidim. It wasn't with the Klal Yisrael of the nation. Apparently there was no full Tzibur of the nation. There was a full Tzibur at High Sinai, and Vayichan Shem Yisrael Negel Ha'ar, Yishech, Adelei Vecha, Adelashim Yachid, but it wasn't the full Tzibur till he entered Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he made the second Kriyas Bris, said that this, I'm making this, like you make a Kiddushin, a Maisa now, and a Halos later, like he spoke about the Gan of Tzavach HaMacha. Makes a mice in the field now, it's going to be Chal Acha Shloshim Yarn, Pratla Shemacha, Pratla Shukna, Lach Shloshim Yarn. So the Gemara has such a concept. Kinyin Lachalana Yom. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a kriyas bris lachalami yom. The Rebbeinu Shlom, that's how Rav Soloveitch was saying. The Rebbeinu Shlom wanted Moshe Rabbeinu has to make the kriyas bris, but the kriyas bris had to be made in Eretz Yisrael. The bris on for Klal Yisrael as a nation, including the Doris Habayim. The Doris Habayim was only included in the bris that the Mechuyis observed mitzvahs. That bris that was made with Klal Yisrael. We could have made with the Yechidim, so we weren't there at Har Sinai. So how was it binding on us? So the answer is, Lo Yitzchem Lamaksim and Ochi Keres Tavis Hazor Shes Ol Hazor. The second bris from Tisavoy is not with the Yechidim. This is with the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael includes also the Doris Hasidim Lavoy, the Doris Habayim. But the Tzirus of Klal Yisrael, the Yitzchem of Klal Yisrael only begins Kishavri Yisrael as Hayarden, when they crossed over into Eretz Yisrael. They got a national homeland, then they went with Purim together to constitute an Ummah. The full series of Klal Yisrael was only after they crossed over the Yad. That's why the Gemara says, Darmi Neza has a long tshuva about this, in Hilchus Riddus. That's where he put the tshuva. Hilchus Hilchus Riddus. He has a tshuva where he explains based on our Army Prague, but it's based on Gemara. Not some Alpi Jewish. He has halacha based on this. It's halacha of Orvus, Klal Yisrael HaRevi Zeh Bozeh, only began Yishuavi Yisrael as Hayarden, as the Pasuk says right before the end of Shlishi. Right before the Hanis Torah, Hashem Alakenu, Hanigloz. We are responsible to see to it that people don't do Averis Benigla. So Lama Nakudal, Lonel Vaneno, Ayin Avad, how come there are 11 Nikudas here? To teach you that Amiglos, Lonel Vaneno, the Dino Khoisal Averis Abizet, didn't begin until Avisola Sayyad. Before then there was no Orvus. Why was there yet no Orvus? Till they made the Christian priest that had reason to Harevo. Then Orvus began, why not? So that's what Abin Nezer writes, I'll see Marami Prague and Peter the Nerd. That the Tziruf, the full Tziruf of Klal Yisrael only began with Shal Yisrael Tayyak. When they have a national homeland, then the Mitzuruf Yachad, when they're floating around, before they get there at Yisrael, they're floating around in the Midbar, so it's only an incomplete Tziruf of Tziruf, an incomplete Tziruf.
Well, so was, wasn't the
bridge to the Midbar? The bridge to Yisrael, or so this bridge was made by Moshe Rabbeinu and Avos Moyo, but it wasn't really completed until Hagriz Maharevo. The Gemara of this bridge was it Hagriz Maharevo? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that he thought like this, that the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to make the bris. But the bris had to be made in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. So as they say in Yiddish, we cook the cat tibet of Asa. How do you, how can Moshe Rabbeinu make the bris in Eretz Yisrael? He's not going to be in Eretz Yisrael, so how do you get the bris again? So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu should begin the bris, and it's going to be Nikbara. You can't have a bris lahalam again. It's going to be called Sukiyam. Tradition, you can have lachalam yom, but it's not nikra star. Even if it's dachalam yom, it's not kol tikinyan. But a bris lachalam yom is a kol tikinyan. So the Moshe Rabbeinu had to begin the bris, but it wasn't nikmar until over Yisrael Tayyar. When they crossed over the yard, and then the bris was completed. So then the pasuk speaks about, and he told him the pasuk continues. After this bris is described, this is the Christian bris that will be binding on the Daras Hasidim Lavoi. And then the Rebbeinu Shlom warned Bnei Yisrael. When you will suffer, because if you will violate Averis and you will suffer in the Golas, then you'll do tshuva. Then Yisrael will bring it back into Israel, even if you'll be at the end of the world and so on. And then the pasuk says the Ramban says Kiyam Mitzvot Hashanah and Tav Chayyim. This is a mitzvah of tshuva. Talking about the mitzvah of tshuva that we're speaking about before. The other Christian bris is Tisavoy. And then Moshe Rabbeinu explains in the beginning of Nitzav what the Christian bris is all about. This is the bris that's binding for the Doris Hasidim Lavoy. But this is the bris with the Ummah HaYisraelis, which is going to be Nigmar, which will culminate when they get into Eretz Yisrael. Then the next pasuk says, and when this Tehecha will be Mekuyim in the Golos, then the Jews will ultimately do Tshuva. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. HaTorah Hevtichah Shesof Mishol Yisrael HaAsa Tshuva. The Torah promises in Chayei Sedra. And he told them that ultimately the Jewish people will do tshuva, and then when there will be tshuva, then they will return to Eretz Yisrael. Then the pasuk says that you should keep in mind that this mitzvah is not so far-fetched, not so difficult. How come the mitzvah of tshuva is not so difficult? A lot of people find it very difficult to do tshuva. It's very easy to do tshuva. But it's interesting, in this said also we have another thing. When the Torah speaks of Shivat Zion, coming back into Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah says, "Imi Eli Dachecha B'Tzei Hashemai Mishami Kabetzcha Hashem Lakecha Mishami Kachecha." There will be a kibbutz Golius. Where will the Rebbeinu Shlom bring us? Not to Afghanistan, not to Uganda, but Ariyah El Horus or Shiyosh Al Yisrefo. Back to Eretz Yisrael. The Tzitzcha B'Hir B'Chol Mi Al Yisrefo. You will have a better time than your forefathers. So the Yerushalmi is a Torah to me, of course, it's Yerushalmi, but the Rashto, this is Rav Chaim Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says that this pasuk is referring to the Shivat Zion in the days of Ezra Nechemiah. The Diyashniyah. Gewaldig, gewaldig mamish. It was better than Deidu Yishuvanun. What's it going to say, gewaldig? It was terrible. Deidu Yishuvanun, they were nisim gluyim, they were winning all the wars, and Lamed Aleph Malachim, they just killing them all off like he mowed down a lawn. And they were hanging them up as the same tiyaka, and they were winning everything. And it was kibush mechilik and mayridik, and it was a mamish as well. Baisheni was terrible. There was Khatur and Mutum, and there was Mutum. And very lovely year, there was another Kain Golem. There was no Malchus to the day with the Hashmonaim. Then the Hashmonaim were corrupt, and they were murderers, and they were crazy. They were madmen. So what was the Hitimcha the Hirvachal and Havasecha? How was the Bia Shnia better than the Bia Rishayna? It wasn't at all. The Pasuk says that they were crying when they built the second Beis HaMikdash. They became to remember the first Beis HaMikdash, but crying because they thought that everything was missing. There was no room to them, and it says that the people were crying louder than the people were dancing and cheering. The crying was louder, crying from sadness, not from happiness. They were crying from sadness. That was our Beis HaMikdash. They were crying out of sadness. My father told me he remembers that years ago they had here a Chagasmicha. He used to have every couple of years a Chagasmicha. So Dr. Revel was so happy making Chagasmicha. So he said, remember that Moshe Salvechi got up and he said, everybody's happy, everybody's dancing, I'm crying. I remember what the real Rabbanim are like in Europe. But these are Rabbanim. Said over the pasuk that it says when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, the old timers are crying. What, this is a Beis HaMikdash? This is Ga'ayin Be'enech. This is nothing. How does this compare to the first Beis HaMikdash? So the Yushalmi is, what kind of a pasuk that he says over here B'chol Yamashah? The Stamma is referring to the Bia Shlishis, that when the Moshe Mashiach, but the Yerushalmi says no, it's also referring to the Bia Shnia. What was the Bia Shnia better than the Hitzichot the Hibuchot Yamasecha? So the Yerushalmi says, Abisech and Lanus Chayzim and Mitzvahs, El Alacha Yudal Shana. So in days of Yeshua ben Nun, the Chiyuv and Shubas and Maisa, Shmita the Yerushalmi began after the 14 years when you come back in the days of Ezra Nehemiah, the first one who buys a plot of land and he lives there, he dwells there, comes and cleaves right away in Shumas and Maisa. So it's a limited Hatzobah. The Yitzidcho, the Hirvachov, the Avesecha, doesn't mean the overall picture historically is going to be Givaldic, Givaldic Mamish. It's not going to be Levitic Fit. That means the Ki Alocha, there was a mixer, the full Haftacha will be Mekuyim and Maisa Mashiach. In the Amistam, but the mitzvah of the Haftocha was Mekuyim then with respect to the mitzvah of Tzuyiz Bor. Why Taka? That they, even though they were Taka Shibu the old Hagoyim the whole time until the days of the Chashmonoim. So there never was any Kibush, Faket, there never was any Kibush Oit, there was no Chalukas Oit. Nevertheless, they were Nischaivu, the Trumas and Maisis of the Shemitah, the Yoivu, they became Mekuyim right away, and the mitzvah of Tzuyiz Bor is right away. That's what it means, the Hitzidcho, the Hirvachol, the Abisah. What's the pshat in this? Why is that so? That's what the pasuk said. It became a chuyiv right away. The Rambam writes that Shumas and Maisa, his mind by Shani was only with the Rabbanim. The Rambam in the end of the Perek Aleph and the Shumas, the Rabbanim is Maisa. The Gemara says Shumas is Maisa by the Rabbanim. What do you mean Shumas is Maisa? So the pasuk pshat is Maisa after the year 70, after the Kulm by Shani. So the Gemara means to say the Kusha Shmi, Allah Kusha Mosi Lov. That's what it means from Zanazah. The Rambam says no, Bizmanazah means even Bizman by Shani. Shulma Bizmanazah means even Bimei Ezra. Bizman by Shani was also only with the Rabbanim. It wasn't their right to Bizman by Shani. Their right to Bizman by Shani. Rashi says it's all disagreed with the Rambam. Why does the Rambam hold that Shulma Bizman by Shani was only with the Rabbanim? For the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi has a whole long essay on the Hetzer Mechira, Peshnas HaShmita, whether it's a good Hetzer Mechira, it's a little Hetzer Mechira, Shulvin, he quotes his son, Rav Chaim, Bini, Rav Chaim, the Rosh Yeshiva from Zalozhin, quotes the Shkut HaTorah from Rav Chaim. So he says that Rav Chaim was up shot in the Rambam, why does it only the Rabbanah? Because the only Mechuyim in Shulvin and Maishis made the Raisa after Kibush Bechiluch. And there never was a Chalukah. There's Man by Shem, there never was a Chalukah. You have to divide the Shvatim, and then within the Shevet you have to divide the Mishpachas. By Shem, there never was a Chalukah. There's the Feirish in the Tanakh. There's Mambayish Rishon they made, they spent 7 years to do a Chalukah. Mambayish Rishon never made any Chalukah. When the Chalukah occurred, it says in the end of the Novi Yechezkel, Moshe Mashiach, there will be a Chalukah, they'll divide everything into 13 sections. Every Shevet will take one section, and the government will take one section. The government will count as a Shevet. Binyanei Ha'umah. They'll take one section off. But there's Mambayish Rishon, it doesn't say there was no Chalukah. Historically, so the Meilu is no Chiv. Then it's a shver pshat to say like that, because Rav Chaim himself quotes the Yerushalmi, v'hitzidcho v'hirvachol v'yavisecho, avisech v'enit chayv ad'lach ha'sheh v'shekiv v'sheh v'shechilku, that bizman, in the days of Yeshua b'nun, they needed kibush v'chiluk. But for the Kedush Hashni, they didn't need kibush v'chiluk. If you didn't need chiluk, so you chayv and shumas ma'ish is miyad, that's what the Yerushalmi says.
They didn't need the whole number. They didn't say,
No, no, the Rambam is not against Rakev. But Chaim says the Rambam is basing his statement, and another Rambam is basing his statement on this Yerushalmi. If the Rambam writes, the Rambam passes Halacha, Rav Rishonim passes Halacha, the Kedusha Rishonah, the Kedusha Sotah that was created by Yeshua ben Nun was Batla with the Churban HaBayit and the Churban HaMedina. When Sanhedrin destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they took over the government away from the Jews and they conquered the whole of Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedusha Sotah was in this Batla for 70 years. And then when Ezra came back, and he was in the Kaddish Eretz Yisrael the second time, so the Kedusha Shniyah, Rav HaRishonim passed, the Kedusha Shniyah was Kitchel, Shaita, the Kitchel, Ati, Lov, the Kedusha Shniyah remained, the Yoichon for it. So the Rambam wants to explain why is that so, what's the rationale behind that. So the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, who was based at Chira, what's the Svaras up there? Because the Kedusha Rishonah was Chalai the Kibush, so when the Kibush was undone, so the Mekadish was undone, so the Kedusha disappeared. Asheni came, the Kedusha Shniyah was not Chalai the Kibush. Fakir, there was no Kibush. They were Tachas Memshel and Sanochrin. The whole period of Aisheni, till the end, till the days of the Chashmonim, but up until then, they were Tachas Malchus HaGoyim, and nevertheless, there was a Kedusha Sarah. So how did the Kedusha fall? So the Rambam writes, Aideh Chazoke. So therefore, the Chazoke is not the Taylor. What's the Pshat, what's Chazoke, why is Chazoke not the Taylor? So Chaim said, what is the Rambam saying? He's basing it on this comment that Yerushalmi makes on this pasuk, that when you'll come back there to Israel, you will have an easier time of Hidin. The Pshuta Shamikra means that everything is going to be glorious and wonderful and marvelous and a golden era, the golden era of Jewish history. That didn't occur yet, that's going to be by the Biyah Shlishis, we hope. If it would have been Zeth, it would have been by the Biyah Shlishis. If it weren't Zeth, it's going to be, we hope, by the Biyah Shlishis. That's all. The first thing was HaMashiach, but a mikzas of the Nevuah was Mekuyim, the Yerushalmi says, Ve'itidcho v'hir v'chal yam v'secho, just technically speaking, the guy in Mitzvah Tafli is gold. That was, that Kedusha Rishonah was only Chalai de Kibush v'chiluk. They had to work for it. So it took 14 years till they finished the Ma'isa Mekadosh. But the Kedusha Shni was not Ayde Kibush v'chiluk. Ve'itidcho v'hir v'chal yam v'secho, Rishon Kaino v'mishayich. When somebody buys a plot of land and he moves in, it already becomes Mekuyim v'shul v'shumash, even though there's no Kibush on the whole Medina. Even though there's no chiluk. So that's what Chaim said, that's the Rambam that makes the distinction between Kedusha Rishonah and Zayde Kibush and Kedusha Shniyah. Zayde Chazoke is basing his statement on this Yerushalmi that says, what does it mean? That to create the original Kedusha, you have to have blood, sweat, and tears. You have to work very hard, you have to make Kibush the chiluk. The chiluk, the chalukas art is the gemara of the Kibush. Not only have you conquered it from the Goyim, we divide it up amongst ourselves to show that it's completely nisbash. The Kedusha Shniyah was not Ayde Kibush. There was no Kibush. They didn't need Kibush. Whenever you had an area in Eretz Yisrael that had Kedusha Rishonah, and the Kedusha Rishonah wasn't his Batla, if you want to reinstate that Kedusha Rishonah, you want to return back to the original Kedusha, all you have to do is move on, let Jews move on to that area, with the Deya having in mind to be Mekadoshes. The Gemara says if they move in, they have the Deya not to be Mekadoshes, so then they're not Mekadosh. But if they come back and they want to be Mekadoshes, it'll be Kadosh Me'elo. So since that's a different kind of a Kedusha, it's not a Kedusha Ayde Kibush. If the Kedusha comes Ayde Kibush, like Kedusha Rishonah, so then the Rambam passes the Kedusha Rishonah, like Kitchel HaSilover. Once the Kibush is undone, so the Mekadosh is undone, so the Kedusha disappears. But the Kedusha Shniyah, since the Torah says, the Mekadosh was not Kibush, the Mekadosh is just Chazok, Chazok means to just move in, and the Torah promises that it'll have Kedusha, so since it's not, the Kedusha was not Chalai Yeh Kibush, so that's why we pass it, that it's not undone, it cannot be undone. Therefore, it's Kibush Lati Lom. Must be some different time. You have heard the time that the Beit Halevi quotes B'Shem Rav Chaim is a difficult time. That the Rambam holds that Shemus Amayis says, the Rambam himself gives a different time, it doesn't say like Rav Chaim. But the Beit Halevi quotes B'Shem Rav Chaim is Kineged the Rambam. The Rambam says based on a Pasuk, B'Yad Kulcha. The Rambam gives a different mock. Rav Chaim said, I ask Nazi Pshat, it's Kineged the Rambam. It's not very difficult to say Rav Chaim's Pshat. No one is connected around it. How can that be Pshat? No. Number two doesn't make sense. How can that be that you need Chalukah Sarot? You don't need. Chalukah Sarot is only when the Mekadosh is Kibush, and you want to make the Gemara Kibush, you make the Chalukah. But if Rav Chaim himself has this, the Rambam with the Yerushalmi, that the Mekadosh would be a Shniyah, so it's not the Kibush, it was Chazaka. So why should you need a Chalukah? You don't need a Chalukah.
What is the Chalukah?
In the Skaibu, the Mitzvah Satluy Zorah. In the Skaibu. Yerushalmi has a machlokes, whether Me'aleim Kibbalu was Hamayit, Yerushalmi has that machlokes, whether Trumas Hamayit is Mam Rasheni was the Rabbi of the Rabbon.
That's about
the other Mitzvah
Satluy Zorah. Like a Shikfa
Pei. Why can't the Pasuk be undone? I don't know. Apparently this is included in the Pasuk. He did Chavi Hebe Chavi Avisecha. that this is going to be a stronger, it will be a stronger mekadesh. If you pask in the way we do, the kedusha shnir, kitchel, osi lavoi, that means that that too, the Gemara understands al pi halacha that that's included in this haftacha, that the kedusha shnir will not be in his batach.
When he started Ayin Dei Kibush, the only way that when we went out and got, he was done Ayin Dei Mechama. So that since it was done Ayin Dei Mechama, when we went out and got, it was only the power and through this, whatever. And during the second time, there was Chazaka to say that they could hear.
No, so he asked, why not when they chase him out? So why not say that the Chazak is undone? Chazak is undone. Apparently that's included in the Pasuk, that's the Machlekes Amarayim. That's Machlekes Hatanai, where the Kedusha Shnir is also a bottle or a light bottle. We pass the light bottle, that too is included in this Haftacha. The Pasuk is telling us here that the Kedusha Shnir is easier to make than the Kedusha Rishon. It didn't. They didn't come to hear B'chol Yom Yisrael. The Shaila is that only in initiating the Kedusha, in creating the Kedusha Shnir? Or do you say that it's even in retaining the Kedusha Shnir? That the Kedusha Shnir doesn't have to be retained after with the retaining of the Chazaka. Even if the Chazaka is undone, the Kedusha Shnir will be retained. So that's how we pass it. That's how Rav Chaim explained the Sugya and Gittin, the first Peret, and many other Mitzvahs. It more has a Machlokes where the Chi of Chumash Ma'asos in Surya is Menaseira with the Rabbanim. What is the issue? What does it hinge on? The Gemara explains that the issue, the crux of the issue is whether Surya was a kibush yachid. So the Melech was kibush Surya on his own. It wasn't a kibush rabbi, whatever that means, a problem exactly. Shadow, Rashi, and Pesach, and Ram. But that's what the Gemara says, that Surya was a kibush yachid that Dovin HaMelech did. And there's a machloek yisar tanoim, whether kibush yachid shmei kibush, or kibush yachid la shmei kibush. For the sake of being the kibush Eretz Yisrael, is the kibush yachid good enough, or do you need to ask a kibush rabbi? That's the machloek yisar. Chaim, gefek tanoim, even a kasha. Who cares? This is ancient history. Who cares what the status was in the days of Dovin HaMelech? We're talking, this man is there. The Tanaim and the Amoraim didn't live in the days of Dovin HaMelech. That was all over the Bottom of the Earth. That was the came Nebuchadnezzar, came Sancheirev, and they wiped off the whole Kedusha Rishonim. So whether it was Kibishoch, Shmei Kibishoch, or whatever it used to be, it's gone and forgotten. Shaila is the man by Shein when the Tanaim lived, and after the Churban when the Amoraim lived. We're talking about people who lived not in the school of Dovin HaMelech. So did Jews come to Surya? Did the Jews not come to Surya? If Marashach, if they were Mekadosh Surya, and Bazman by Shana, they were, David HaMelech didn't go to Bazman by Shana, they could keep a Shiochit. Bazman by Shana, there was a different Mekadosh of Chazaka, and see that they moved into Surya historically, they didn't move in. So what does the Gemara say? Depends. What was the status of Surya of Bazman by his Rishon? Bazman David HaMelech. Was it keep a Shiochit, Shmei Kibish, Alav, Shmei Kibish? My Nafkamina, whatever it was then is over about the Menorah. Now we want to know historically, did the Jews ever make a Kedusha Shnir on Surya? So to that, Rav Chaim explained that this is the Pshat. That historically in the Maaseh of the Gemara says that they did move into Surya, and they did want to be Mekadesh Surya the second time. But in order to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, you need Kibush V'chiluf. In Man Bai Sheni, there was no Kibush. They didn't own the land. But they weren't Balabat Novel until the days of the Hashanah, from Yehuda Maccabi. They weren't Balabat. And then after Yehuda Maccabi came, he never made a Chalukah. There wasn't a Chalukah in Shvatim. There's going to be a Chalukah. It says in Sefer Yechezkel. There's no kibush v'chiluf bizman bai sheni. So it's not sure I have to speak bizman bai sheni that Surya should get a new mekadesh yesh meyayin with kibush v'chiluf. It wasn't. There was no kibush until the days of the Maccabim, and then there was no halukah, so there was no mekadesh. Elamai, we can work like this. Let's be mekadesh now with chazokah to renew the kiddush that was there before. So that's what the Gemara said. That's how times. That's what the Gemara said. That depends. Was the Rebbe Kedusha Rishayna? If there's an area in Eretz Yisrael that once had a Kedusha Rishayna, I'd say Kibush V'chiluk. If it once had a Kibush, a Kedusha Deraisa, then the Kedusha disappeared because at the Churban Bayis Rishon, it was Batla Kedusha's heart. Then you can reinstate that old Kedusha, that latent, hidden Kedusha, that's hiding. They Tidcha, the Hirbacha, the Yavisecha, we can reinstate that Kedusha by Chazaka. But if it never had a Kedusha Rishayna in the days of Dovin HaMelech, then you can't reinstate it by Chazaka, then you have to make a Kedusha Yesh Meyayin. And that there never was Bizman Bai Sheni anywhere, not only in Surya, not. In the whole of Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't Kibush V'chiluk. There wasn't a Kibush till the days of the Chashmonai, and then even then there wasn't a Chiluk. But that's why the Gemara says that the status of Surya, Bizman HaMishnah, Bizman HaTalmud, depends on the status in the days of David HaMelech. If he made David HaMelech, it was Kibush Yochet, Shmei Kibush, even though the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, the Kedusha was in Batla. So then the Kedusha Shni could be reinstated by Idei Chazaka when they moved into Surya and they wanted to be Mekadosh, it would become Mekadosh. Masheni came, the Kibush Yotah, the days of the Torah Melech, was Lav Shmei Kibush. So Surya was never Mekadosh with Kedusha Deraisa. So then it can never be Mekadosh with Kufas Bayi Sheni, because then there wasn't a Kibush V'chiluk, and Chazaka only works to reinstate the old Kibush. So what's the cloud that Rav Chaim said in this Pasuk and this Yerushalmi that he did for the Hibur from Yavisel, for the way he said Pshat in the Sukkot story, that the Creator, Nuk Dusha Yesh Me'ai, and you got to work very hard. You have to have Ki Dush V'chilu. You have to conquer the land. You have to be Mekadosh very hard. You don't have to have blood, sweat, and tears. The Rav Shalom made Nisim and Nisloyes, and they didn't shoot the Nun, and they didn't die. Most of the Muhammad's, none of the Jews died, just by eyes. Some people died because of they were loyal in the Cherem Yericho. How come there's no Bechem Yericho? But otherwise, there were Nisim Gluim. None of the Jewish soldiers died because they had the Oren Abris fighting the war for them. But it means you have to have a kibush with Nisim. Without Nisim, you have to have a kibush, and then you have to have a Chalukah Lishvot. But if the Kedusha already was there, even if the Kedusha disappeared, you want to reinstate the Kedusha, you want to restore it. So then the Torah says to restore an old Kedusha, that's an easy thing. You just have Chazokah, and you have Kavon and Lashenka. The Gemara says, Rebbe he said Beit Shan, parts of the Beit Shan, not the whole Beit Shan, parts of the Beit Shan Valley. Rebbe Paskin, after many years that they thought that it had a Kedusha Shniyah, the Rebbe was Mechadish that it didn't have a Kedusha Shniyah. Mechadish that when the Oile bubble came back, even though they lived all over in different places in Eretz Yisrael, but some of the places Hinichum. Some of the places were made that have been discovered and they had in mind not to be Mekadosh. It's not enough just to have Chazokah. You have to have Chazokah with L'shem Kach. You have to have Chazokah L'shem being Mekadosh it anew. So that's what the whole union of Tshuva is all about also. We assume that a person who wants to do Tshuva is not doing something Yesh Me'ayin. Even if the person was brought up in a non-observant family, even if the person was never so religious. Let's say a guy was brought up by religious parents. He was never that religious. His parents were not that religious. His grandparents were not that religious. We assume that it's still called Tshuva. He's returning back to an original state that he had already. So the Torah tells us on last week's Sedrin, he saw what he had. The Torah says, V'halachta b'drachov. And the Gemara says, the end of the first parak in Soita, what does it mean? V'halachta b'drachov. And the Rambam quotes, V'halachta b'drachov. What does it mean? Mahu chanam apatol chanam, mahu racham apatol racham, mahu gen mochatol, mahapatol gen mochatol. What does it mean that we should imitate the Rebbeinu Shlom? Tough job. We should imitate the
Rebbeinu.
A lot of people imitate big Rabbanim. You know, a lot of people imitate big Chazanim. You said people like to imitate Mordechai Ben David. Other people like to imitate Aaron Kalanetsky. Other people like to imitate Moshe Feinstein. So go. That's a Halbert Torah. Go. Let's all imitate the Rebbeinu. It's crazy. How can you imitate the Rebbeinu? So the answer is not. We should imitate the Rebbeinu Shlom. Let's pick up all the Chitzonis. No, the Rebbeinu Shlom implanted within all of us. Atzel Malakim. He said, "Bonim Atem Hashem Alkechem." The goyim also have seven malachim. But by Bnei Yisrael he says, "Banim atam l'Hashem akeh." We are children of the Rebbeinu Shlom. He implanted within every Jew all of these tunis, all of these midas of Elokus. And when he tells us malach to b'drach, he's not telling us imitate me. We should imitate the Rebbeinu Shlom. Not nochma. That's ridiculous. You imitate a non godel, it's ridiculous enough. When you imitate a chazan, it's also ridiculous. You should imitate the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's not mamash ridiculous. No, not imitate. We should act according to what the midas that we really have, not to do midas that we don't have. We have these midas already. That's how Rav Soloveitchik once explained in a tshuva to us. He said, the halach is that every Jew has namonis. A goy doesn't have namonis. The Jew has namonis. Why does the Jew have namonis? And he's Turin, the Dov should be Erevah, and the Koshis, the Mammon is why. Because every person was created to tell him about him. So the Rebbeinu Shlom has the Midas Emes, so he implanted the Midas Emes within us. Every Jew has their month. The Goyim are not Bonim Atam Hashem Lachem. They have tell him about him, that's something else. But they're not Bonim. So they weren't created with all the tchunas of the Rebbeinu Shlom. But let's say a Jew becomes a sinner. But then a Rasha is postulated. Why is he postulated? Because when a person is a Rasha, so he ruins his Damas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's ruining his Midas, his divine Midas that he has. So in the Mele, he ruins his Midas Emes. He loses his nema. That's the Pashup Shah. So it wasn't the Drosh. So that's the Pashup Shah. And the Torah tells us, V'halachta v'drosh, the Torah is not telling us that we should create Yesh Me'ayin, we should imitate the Rebbeinu Shalom. We should start to knock mach the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a little ridiculous. It means we should preserve the midas of Elokus that were implanted within us at the time that we were born. We discussed on different occasions. The Gemara says in Nida that when the Rebbeinu Shalom creates the baby, so he gets a malach to teach the baby Kol HaTorah Kula. What's the purpose of teaching the baby Kol HaTorah Kula? That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained, to implant within the baby all of these midas tovus, all the midas of Elokus. So when a person is about to do tshuva, so the Torah says, the way the Ramban Rashad, it's very easy to do tshuva. Why? Because we were once there. Everybody was once there. The Malach taught us the whole Torah before we were born. So it's not that we're called upon to be Mekadesh ourselves anew, Yesh Meyayin. We're not making a Kedusha Rishayna. We're making a Kedusha Shniyah. So the Torah says, V'hitzivcha v'hirmucha v'yavisecha. When you just reawaken an old Kedusha that was there already once before. And now it was Nitashtesh. The Kedusha Rishayna was rubbed away, was destroyed. So we assume that this Kedusha wasn't fully destroyed. The Kedusha is latent. So then just to polish up the Kedusha to cause it to return, all you have to have is Chazoka. You don't have to have a new Mekadesh all over again. Just have to have Chazoka L'shemkach. That's all. So the Torah says, when a person wants to do tshuva, it's very easy. The person, every person was there on that Madrega. Every Jewish person had this Madrega of the Midas of Elikus implanted within him before he was born. That's exactly what it means, that the Malach teaches every child Kol HaTorah Kula. On Rosh Hashanah and on Aseres Mei Tshuva, when we daven, one of the piyutim that we say in the tefillah is Zachreinu L'chaim Melech Ovitz V'chaim Zachreinu B'seif L'chaim L'mancho L'kim Chaim. What does it mean L'mancho L'kim Chaim? He needs us. He should write this into the Book of Life, L'mancho L'kim Chaim. You need me. I'm your press agent. I'll give you a PR. What does he need me? I'll make you great. The first one, I'll write you up in a newspaper. What does he need me? The guy from the New York Times once came, a true story, once came to Rabbi Soloveitchik. And after he wanted Rabbi Soloveitchik to pay him money, I think. That he should write him out to the newspaper. He said, tell him, I'll make you great. He said, thank you very much. I'm great already. I don't need you. Don't do me any favor. That's right. The man for the Kim Kain? What do you mean the man for the Kim Kain? So the Arizal says that the Pshat is not the man for the Kim Kain. It means the man for because we have emuna in you. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo should give us a good year. The Chayim, the man for because we have emuna in you, Rebbeinu Shlomo. Emuna is the first mitzvah. The Rambam, right? Emuna is mitzvah number one. The Bahag holds that the Anochi Hashem Lakecha is not counted as a mitzvah. How can Emunah not be counted as a mitzvah? So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah explains in Shita Sabahag, not that he holds that you don't have to have Emunah. As long as you do the mitzvah, you don't have to have Emunah. Like Moshe Mendelssohn wrote, Yud Gimel Ikrim, yeah, it's not important. Just do the mitzvah, it doesn't matter what you believe. You don't believe, it doesn't matter. No, that's ridiculous. That's not the curse. You have to have Emunah. So the Ramban explains that the Bahag also agrees you have to have a munah, but he holds he can't count it as a mitzvah. How can the Rebbeinu Shlomo be mitzvah to have a munah? If you don't believe in him, then there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, there's no prayer hat people.
How does the Pshat and Matthew seem kind of the thing from the Sefer Yashis is that the Tachlis and Bria that others be Meshavach and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the Tachlis of the person. So one of the reasons
to say the
Malchus
Elohim Chaim
was saying, for your sake, to have
us, you should bear and Christ in you. Yeah, I'll just say that pshat. I'll just say the pshat that I left away, I'll just say that that is the pshat. That's what it says on the bottom of the Siddur, Otsat Siddur. That's the pshat that they quote, that the Rambam created the world, the Svoidah. Yeah. But instead, Visharesh Havayda, he tells you all the kavanas that you're supposed to have. He says, Visharesh Havayda is Amut HaSeifa, but it's not. So it's in Zulman, the days of the Zulman God. Mr. Gura writes that you should always say Shai Shabbat and I'll say it in Mitzvah. It looks a little bit. So he quotes in Ariza like that's the Pshat. Manach and Kim Chaim, he says what the Kavanah that we should have is the Zchus or Amunah that we have. Manach, because we believe in you. Zachrein Elachayim, Zachrein Elachayim, Manach, because we believe in you. Doesn't mean for your sake. In the source that we believe in, that's what he says, that's what Ariza says. I remember we were learning in the yeshiva of Baba Basra many years ago when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva. So the Gemara in the second part of Baba Basra talks about a shaila that somebody stole a barrel of wine from a Jewish vineyard. And then the shaila was, who stole the wine? Whether it was an open barrel of wine. Was it stolen by a Jew? Was it stolen by a God? It was stolen by God. That's Tam Yeno. And then you find a barrel and it's stolen by a Jew. Then it's not Tam Yeno. So I remember one guy, he screamed out, what do you mean? The guy's a gangster. He steals the wine. We know him. How Shabbos, if he handles wine, makes a trick. The din is Shulchan Aruch. A non-observant Jew, if he handles wine, makes a trick. The guy's a Haganah. So how can you say, so what if he's Jewish? But it might as well depend if the right people in the city who are Ganav, Rav the Ganav, not Jewish, so then you say, Rav Ganav Yisrael, the Rav the Ganav in that city, that's what he might say. The Rav the Ganav in that city happens to be Jewish, not that the Bach writes in one place, Rav Yisrael Ganav. Most of the Jews are kufr. He says, "Says the Gemara, Rabbi saw Gandhi." So the Achrayim say, "Chalila v'chas shorin emarit." The Gemara Shlom said, "Forgive the Bach. He said a mistake." What do you mean? The Gemara never said chalila. The Gemara never said Rabbi saw Gandhi. The Gemara says, "Yoy Gandhi Yisrael." That most gangsters, most ganavim are Jews, and it doesn't mean most ganavim world over are Jews. Most of the ganavim in China are Jews. No. He's most of the ganavim in that city, in the Gemara, in Pumbedis or whatever it was, in that city in Bavabas, in Sankar, they happen to be Jews. But it doesn't mean most of the ganavim over a world war. They have the monopoly, most of the ganavim. So I remember one of the family was asking the Rebbe, what is the help of Rav Gandhi Yisroel? But the guy's obviously not from. But the Rebbe was a European. So he said, that's the way Americans think. He said, in Europe, people don't think so logically. It doesn't mean Europe and America, it means that the modern people think logically now. They said the European mind wouldn't see a steer. A guy does these mitzvahs and he doesn't do those mitzvahs. The Americans think logically. Modern people think logically. If you believe in God, then you don't steal, then you keep kosher, then you keep Shabbat, then you keep Tarzan Shabbat, then you keep everything. And if you don't believe in God, then you don't do anything. He said Europeans, and in the days of the Gemara, throughout all the generations, people didn't think so logically. They didn't think that it's a steer. But I leave it there. I thought it is a steer. Whenever a person does any aveira, it's a sin that he doesn't believe in God. What is that? If you believe that God exists and that God gave us a Torah, and the God said you're not allowed to do that there, he said, Baruch Hashem said you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. So what are you talking Lashon Hara? It means you don't believe in it, Baruch Hashem. So you do or you don't, you do believe. So how do you say Lashon Hara? So the Gemara says, Eidanim Chaytei, Elim Kein Nichnasai Baruch Shtus. The Gemara says, Ishish Kitsiste Ishtoi, and Parsha Soita. Why does it say Lashon Kitsiste Ishtoi? Let it say Kitate Ishtoi Minah. There, that's what it means. Sister means to turn away from the Baruch Hashem. Why does it say sister? So it's a play on words. It's a remnant. Eran Chote, Eran Kein Nichnasai Baruch Shtus. No one sins. If a person, if he doesn't believe in God, you don't believe, don't believe. Do all the things you want. No, not a mind. If a person is a mindman, so what does he ever do any aver? Any time a person does an aver, means he doesn't believe in God. The answer is no, he does believe, but he's temporarily insane.
So you know,
Nichnasai Baruch Shtus. That's what Achrayim and Nesker Kasha. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that if a person is eaten chalim from shayta, he has temporary fits of insanity. Sometimes he's sane and sometimes he's shayta. So when he's manchu chalim, when he's healthy, he's a fardat. And when he's shayta, he's a shayta. So that's the kasha. If the halacha does recognize temporary insanity, that it's considered lab bardas during that period of time, and he's a bardas the rest of the time, so how is anybody ever, then ashvani aver that he does, it's a hanitim shayta. That's the kasha that Achrayim discussed. My father told me he remembers in Europe he saw a little sefer that was written by the Magen Avraham son-in-law that was dedicated, the whole sefer was dedicated to working on this kasha. How was anybody ever named? But others, I never saw the sefer, but others talk about the kasha. Others talk about that kasha. That's what the Gemara said. Logically speaking, a person that does any aver doesn't believe in the Rabbanu Shem. Rabbanu Shem. Abba, there are different degrees of insanity. Abba. Yeah. And Rosh Hashanah, we say Rosh Hashanah Nivra Ha'olam. What means Nivra Ha'olam? The world was created B'chatei Be'elul. The first day of Sheshes Mei Bereishis was B'chatei Elul. Adam Rishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. Adam Rishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, and that's the day on which HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced himself to Adam Rishon. He said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'm the one who made you. And Rishu was Mekabel his Malkuth. That's the day that the Baruch Hashem became a Melech. The first 5 days of the Sheshes Mei Bereishis, there was no Bar Das around. There were behemoths, dumb animals, there were grass, there were trees, there were fish, but the stars, constellations, but there was no other Rishu. There was no human being to be Mekabel or Malkuth Shammai. On Rosh Hashanah was the first day, that's when we Nivra Ha'olam, that the Baruch Hashem created Adam Rishu. Adam Rishu was Mekabel or Malkuth Yisbarach. That's when the Rebbeinu Shlom became a melech. Hey, melech b'loyom. A melech, guy can't be a king if he doesn't have a nation. He has one person. He has Adam Rishon. This is his subject. So on, before he created Adam Rishon, the Rebbeinu Shlom was the Moshe, but you can't say he was the melech. The guy in the Vilna Gaon says the difference between a melech and a Moshe. A Moshe means one who rules. Whether the people accept him as ruler or not, he rules. And a melech means the one who is accepted by the people as the ruler. Ki l'Hashem amlucho Moshe b'agoyim, the Goyim says. Ki l'Hashem amlucho, the Ribbono Shel Olam is our melech, because we accept her. And by the Goyim is Moshe b'agoyim. By the Goyim, by the Yom HaSabbath, they haven't accepted him, but he rules there anyway, he's a Moshe. And we hope, Boy Hashem the Melech HaKohor, we hope the day will come that the Ummah Sodom will accept the Rabbanu Shalom as the Melech. They will be Mekabal Bal Malchus to Yisbar. Every day is a mitzvah of Kabbalah from Malchus Shaman. But especially more so, on Rosh Hashanah, a person has to be Mekabal Bal Malchus Shaman, because on Rosh Hashanah was the Rabbanu Shalom's anniversary of his Malchus. That's the first day in history that he became a Melech. That's when he had his own. That's when he created Adam HaRishon. So the Rabbanu Shalom wants us to be Mekabal Bal Malchus, sorry. And Rosh Hashanah, he wants us to say Malchus. Malchus Rechen HaShoshis. Rashi holds that it's Deraisa, even if he holds only the Rabbanon, but the Inyan is Deraisa. What did Rabbanon make up from thin air? Middle of nowhere, they made up Malchus. Made up Abrach, Melech HaKol HaHoretz. You have to say Melech HaKadosh and Stenu HaKadosh HaKadosh. Well, they changed, well, they make up Yesh Me'ah. They didn't make it up. The theme of Malchus is there. That is the theme of the Zvich Yisayim of Rosh Hashanah. The whole Atheres Made Shuva. And Melech HaKadosh and Stenu HaKadosh. Why is that the theme of Atheres Made Shuva? Deraisa the theme. Why? Because that's when the Malchus of the Rebbe Shlom began. Avtzadigoyen and the master, the regular master that quotes from the Siddur Avtzadigoyen, has 10 kavanas that a person should have at the time of Tiyah Sherifah. So the first kavana is that when you celebrate the coronation of a king, so they always blow trumpets. V'chein oisim hamloch mitzchilas malchus, m'shetokim lefneim b'chatzotzos v'kronos l'hodiyo l'ashmiyo b'chom lochom tchilas malchuso. So on Rosh Hashanah, we announce again, we are accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. That's the mitzvah of Malchus. To whom are we blowing shofar according to this kavanah? There are 10 different kavanahs in Tiyah Shofar. We are blowing shofar to all the nations of the world to announce that we are accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Melech. The Gemara says when you say Kriya Shema, the Gemara and the Rishonim say when you say Kriya Shema every day, you're supposed to be Mekabal HaMalchus Shemayim. When you say Hashem Echad, you should be Mechad when you say the Ches. And the Dalet of Echad, Ches, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mechabal in your mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the ruler all over the world, over the Zion Rikim and this world that adds up to 8. And Dalet means on the Dalet River, north, east, south, and west. Balei Musa used to say the same thing. Hashem Evi Sol Salam to the Balei Musa. The people are usually so busy having all these kavanas in their mind about the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the king over there and over there and over there and over there, everywhere but here. But the main idea of Kabbalah from Achshamayim is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is a melech over me. Not just melech ha'olam, the king of the universe. It's not enough if I, Tosafot says, a brach has to have Shem u'Malchus. Gemara has a machlokes amaran. If you say a brach without a Shem, it's not a brach. But if you say a brach without Malchus, it's a machlokes. So we pass and a brach has to be with Shem u'Malchus. Tosafot says, that's not another connection. Malchus is not enough, come. Elokeinu Melech. You have to say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. If you don't say Melech HaOlam, if you don't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king of the whole world, it's a chisaron in the Malchus that's considered as if you didn't say Malchus. But that's not enough. Melech HaOlam is the king over the whole wide world. No, name Malchus is the king over me. But I swear, I promise obedience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a Moshe, Elavadi is a Moshe all over the world. He was a Moshe before he created Adam and Eve. He's a Moshe over the Ummah Sodom also. But a Melech means that I'm a Kabbalim. I'm a Kabbalim means I believe in all the Yisraelis Emunah, and I am a Kabbalah his Zeris, and I will do whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom tells me to do. Not because I'll do it, because it makes sense to me. I'm asking. That's a good mitzvah, I'll do it. That's a nice mitzvah, I'll do that. He's a Mekabal Malchusa, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mitzvah, so you do. The Melech tells you have to do it because he's Mitzvah, not because you think it sounds good. And if you don't think it sounds good, then you're not Mekabal. That's not Malchus. Malchus means that the person does what the boss says. This is one of the themes of Rosh Hashanah. There's supposed to be a theme of tremendous simcha in Rosh Hashanah, like when you, like in England, when they celebrate when they make a new king, or other countries of the world. So we usually know about England. When they celebrate the coronation of a new queen or a new king, they're blowing trumpets and levitating, a trailer. So one of the aspects of Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be a very cheerful aspect. It's supposed to be like a coronation of a king. That's why by the Chassidus Shiletz, the Ramakut introduced military marches, tunes of military marches into the davening. They say that the Balatanya, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, is the one who insisted that they should introduce one of Napoleon's Nigunim, Napoleon's victory march or something, into the davening. Different communities, they sing different marches to Kaddish, different parts of. When you sing the serious parts of the different parts of the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to be careful not to sing these happy marches to the serious parts. Yeah, you have to sing it in the right place. But when you say Avir Adi Reinu, or you're saying about Malchus, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're supposed to sing the military marches, the king is coming.
There's something wrong with the thing of Moshe, why do we make the Baruch and Malchus Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not true yet. There was Moshe HaKadosh
Baruch Hu. I don't know. the bracha speaks to that lofty level. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become the Melech HaTzolot. That's what the Bakash is.
Is
there no problem with doing
that? I mean, is someone nowadays
besides
love for music that goes on
and
really
brings
the
tune? There's a Shulchan Aruch that you're not permitted to introduce love songs, the tune of a love song into the davening or church tune into the davening. But other tunes you may introduce, provided it depends where they're coming from. It depends if it's Noir Kavana. What Kavana does it bring out? Unless there's certain sections of the tefillah where we already have tefillah hamukubalot. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that we have very old tefillahs. It's called the Nusach Maharil, the Nigun Maharil. But by the Ashkenazim in Europe, they follow the Nigunim. The Maharil was a chazan, among other things. He was a rabbi too, the Rosh Hashiva, he was a shatzan. He did a lot of things for them. They write in the statement in the Maharil that he used to get paid money for the shidduchim. Didn't get paid for the same Yeshua. He took money for shidduchim. He took a lot of money for writing shidduchim. So the Maharil apparently was kaveh a certain igun and for Kol Nidre and for other certain parts of the tefillah. So it says it's not proper to be mishana those minhagim because they're very ancient minhagim, hundreds of years old. But other parts of the tefillah where there's no specific digun kavua, you're permitted to introduce a new nigun. There is a thing that murder the mouth is chayvis. The person should realize that any slight aver that he ever does is really an act of revolt against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if a person really believes in the person that is really melech, how does he have to do any aver? The Ribbono Shalom is supposed to be the melech, and Maisa he's not. The Iker Malchus of the Ribbono Shalom is supposed to be over the Jewish nation and over Eretz Yisrael. Zohar says on the pasuk in Kohelet, Asher Yerech and Malkeh ben Chorin. So the Zohar says that it refers to Eretz Yisrael, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the ben Chorin. The Ribbono Shel Olam sets the Avodim free during Shnat HaYoivoh. So that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam is called ben Chorin. He makes other people go free. So the Ikon Malkeh of the Ribbono Shel Olam is over Klal Yisrael, and the Ikon Malkeh of the Ribbono Shel Olam is supposed to be over Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim is supposed to be the capital of the Ribbono Shel Olam's government, Kiryas Melech Rav, the capital city of the great king, the Melech Malkeh Amlach. It's not Eretz Yisrael for so many years was not in Jewish hands, not in Jewish hands. It's clearly a Jewish Medina, but you look in the government without attacking anybody, it's not Nikir that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's country. There's kashrus in the Sahal, there's all kinds of stuff going on. The kvoy, the shul, the guy says, the shul, and they're looking for the shul, the guy can't get the shul is camouflaged in the army. Yeah, they have a lot of wonderful things there in Eretz Yisrael, but it's very much not nikir that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's malchus, and it's very much not nikir that Yerushalayim is the Kiryas Melech Rav, with all of the galochim, with all of the mishamadim there, with all of the missionaries in Yerushalayim, it's very not nikir. And even on Klal Yisrael, sometimes you have a government in exile, that the real king of the country runs away and his mekorovim run into a different country and they're waiting for the day that they're going to come back. Lo'aleinu, we don't even have a government in exile. The majority of the Jewish nation is not observant today. But mamash achil Hashem. The main davening all year long, we daven for ourselves. We daven for parnasa, we daven for shidduch, we daven for refuah, for the sick people, we daven for shalom bayis, we daven for all of our personal tzarachim. The main kavan of the davening, according to the Nusach of the Tefillah, it's supposed to be for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to daven for his behalf, that his malchus should be accepted and should be nisgala, should become apparent and obvious all over the world. We have a lot to daven for. We have a Medina, but it's very, it's a Jewish Medina, but it's very lacking. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim is very lacking. As the Ir HaBirov, the Kiryas Melech Rav in the Jewish nation is never very lacking. We have a lot to be misbalanced for the Ribbono Shel Olam's sake. The Malchus, the Malchus only makes sense if a person is going to do tshuva. If the subject say, yes, we did the Ribbono Shel Olam, we accepted the Ribbono Shel Olam as our king. Most of the Jews don't accept the Ribbono Shel Olam as their king. They couldn't care less. They're married to intermarried. They go to church. And even the Jews who do accept the Ribbono Shel Olam as their king. So many are cooks, and so many are Bali Aveir, and so many talk Lashon Hara. People do so many Aveir. So what do you mean we're Mekabel the Ribbono Shel Olam as our king? So how true it? He's our king, but we're not going to listen to him. So what kind of a king? Mishkin king. So we don't have any Hamloch, we don't have any Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim, not on Kriyashma every day, not on Rosh Hashanah. So that's why the Halacha says that Rosh Hashanah is a Zman of Tshuva. If you don't do Tshuva, so there's no Hamloch, there's no Malchus. The person has to do Tshuva. Has to be the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim means not just I believe the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech HaKol Ha'olam Kuloi, Chutz Mimeni. Chutz Mimeni. Chutz Mimeni is the king all over except for me. Let him bless them. He's not going to bless me. So what kind of Malchus is that? Means I did not only do I accept the Ribbono Shel Olam as my king, I pray for the day to come that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be accepted as the king all over the world, but I have to start for myself. I have to do tshuva to demonstrate that I really accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king over myself.
We're supposed to pray that Hashem should be enough over the world,
okay, yeah, that's what they said, the Pashav Shad, that's what it says in the Siddur, the Pashav Shad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us lichvaydoi, lein melech elyon, right. All of the Yisraelis are Amunah that the Rambam lists up, Yud Gimel Ikari Amunah, all of the Ikari Amunah are appear in the Nusach HaTfilah of Malchus Zechonu Shefa. We believe in the existence of God. We believe that there's only one God. Kula Keno Enoit. We believe the Baruch Shem has no goof. We speak about Ma'amin HaSinai and the Davening and the Malchus Zechonu Shefa, the Shefa. For Rishon V'Achron, he created the world. He's the only one. He's the Kelemes. His existence is the true existence. Then we speak, then the next bracha is Zechronis. What is the bracha Zechronis? Zechronis is the Din. But Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. How did the Chazal know Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? What does it say there in Tanakh? That's in Shefes. We'll get to what is the theme of Zechronis? The theme of Zechronis is that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, the Yom HaZikaron. He's the Ribbono Shel Olam, Zecher Kol HaMashkachot HaTorchon Liyol. The Ribbono Shel Olam remembers everything that everybody did, he keeps records. And he gives Kari Yonish according to what people did, and according to what Medinas did. It's a Yom HaDin both for individuals, for Yechidim and for Tzibur. Ala Medinas Ba Yom HaEzra HaChev, HaEzra HaRav, HaEzra HaSham, HaEzra HaTzav, and so on. And on the Yechidim, Kol Yachid V'Yachid, the Zodah of the Promise, Kiv Neymar Ram, Kol Yachid V'Yachid judges each person individually. So the Yisoid of Zechronis contains within it the two different Yisoidis of Yediyah and Tzchar V'Yonish. So the Ribbono Shel Olam knows everything that's happening in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yedeh Kol Ma'is Miliyolim Echol Ma'afshu Oysim Shenema. And then also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Demo Teru Lishem HaMitzvot is Ma'arish V'Mishi Yavah HaMitzvot. That's exactly what Zechronis is all about. That there's Yediyah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Yedeh, he's Zodah of Kol HaMishpachot. And he gives Tzchar V'Yonish accordingly. How did the Chachamim know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? It doesn't say one word in Tanakh, anywhere. It doesn't say in Tanakh Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Where did it say that? Mishpat. Mishpat means the Rosh Hashanah is judging the world. The Gemara interprets it differently, Mishpat. But the Ramban writes in his drasha for Rosh Hashanah, he gave it to Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, right? The drasha to Ramban, the drasha to Ramban. You're at the Khan, they wrote it. I think so. That's the drasha that he gave in Israel. So he writes in his drasha that it's an old tradition from the days of Adam Arishan. That's what it says in the Tikkur of Leib and the Medesh Rambam. It says that on Friday of Sheshis Negreshis, on the sixth day of Sheshis Negreshis, the Baruch Hashem created Adam Arishan. And it lists off exactly in the Bishor Rishayin also the Machshava Livrei Sod. Bishor Shniya is with the Malachim. Then Bishor Shnishi is if he mixed the offer with the water. Then Bishor Revi is if he created all of them. So it lists off every hour and day what exactly happened. Then it says on the same day after the Zohar created all of them, on the same day he took him into Gan Eden. The next hour after he was created, he was with Gan Eden. And he was with Tzavahim not to eat from the Yet Hadass. And an hour after he came into Gan Eden, he already violated Yavir. The same day, and then he was punished on the same day and chased out of Gan Eden on the same day. This is only one day. That's how the matter is done.
You wait for Yom Kippur, yeah? You wait for Yom Kippur. The judge didn't wait for Yom Kippur punishing,
yeah? No, the matter says he was chased out on that day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, tell your children that just like I judged you and I punished you today, so too I will judge your children and punish and decide, make a gzardin on them on Rosh Hashanah and every generation to come. So that's what it says in the Pirkei Derech Lev in the Medrash Rabbah, and Parshas Amos. The Ramban quotes that, he says, how did the Chachamim know, how did the Gemara know that on Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin? He says it's an oral tradition from the days of Adam HaRishon. That's what the Medrash said. It's an oral tradition. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, I'm judging you today and I'm making the gzardin today. So too, the Doris HaBoim, I will judge all of your children, all of your descendants, all of Bnei Adam on Rosh Hashanah, and I'll make the Gzardin on Rosh Hashanah. The Gzardin can be in two different ways. That's what we daven on Rosh Hashanah. Keler of Din B'Yom Din, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Din. And Yom Kippur, we also say the Keler of Din B'Yom Din. How is Yom Kippur the Yom Din? Kippur is the Yom HaChesed. How is Yom Kippur the Yom Din? How can we say Yom Din and Yom Kippur? So Rachel thought that it doesn't mean Yom Din is a day of judgment. Sometimes the word Din means Cheshbon, like Din Cheshbon. It means with a system, with an organized system. How do we say the Piyot, Lekela Din, the Yom Din and Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the Yom HaRachmin, the Yom HaChesed. It's not a Yom HaDin. But Yom Kippur is for Mechila Sa'ava, and Rosh Hashanah is for judging. Serious, don't judge. But Yom Kippur is for forgiveness. So how can you typify Yom Kippur as a Yom HaDin? So they should thought that when we say Lekela HaDin and Yom Kippur, we're not Mechavim that it's a Yom HaDin, a day of judgment, but Mechavim that it's a day of Cheshbonim. That the word Din in Hebrew, in Talmudic Hebrew, in Biblical Hebrew, sometimes means the Cheshbon. Like we say the Bracha, that's what he said Pshat, we say the Bracha on the Beit HaKhoris. Asher Yotzer Esmadin, Zon Esmadin, Hemis Esmadin, Kilkel Esmadin, and so on. Also Lachios Kamidin. What do you mean? Everything is Din. Okay, so Mesir is going to be with Din. Everything is Din. Said, it doesn't necessarily mean everything is beneath us adin. It means with a cheshbon. With a cheshbon. Not some haphazard. So he thought that this piyut that we say on Yom Kippur, Kelar Din, the Yom Din, it doesn't mean the Yom Din, a day of din, judgment. It means in the sense of cheshbon. That the Muslim keeps cheshbonis on Yom Kippur. The cheshbon of Rahman. So the Medrash says, the Ramban HaChumash quotes, when he speaks of the keshes, Parshas Noach, he quotes from the Gemara, quotes from the Midrashim, it's in the Zohar, that there are two types of din. There's a din kasha and a din rafa. Din a takif and a din rafia. The judge can sometimes be very strict. There's leeway. The judge can be sometimes lenient. Sometimes the judge cannot be lenient. You have to have the king or the president has to give chanira. Let's say by the machteret. The judge, there are certain people there by the machteret. The judge couldn't give anything other than masar olam. Then they're waiting for Herzog to give chanina. But the judge can. There's din kashin, there's din rafid, but din is din. Potabalek lomi yepshid. There are laws on the books also. Din is din. But Rosh Hashanah is taka yoyma din, but the Medrash says that the Rebbeinu Shlom can judge people either with din kashin or din rafid. How do we get the Rebbeinu Shlom to judge us with a din rafid, to be soft on us? So the Medrash comments on the pasuk, Allah alekim isru Hashem bekol shofar. How come the Shem Hashem changes? First it says, Olo Elohim, then it says, Hashem, Yudke, Rabke. So the Medrash has a famous comment that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbeinu Shlom comes to judge the world on Rosh Hashanah. Ziyam Adin, he's going to judge Elohim. The Midas Adin, the Din Kasha. But then when Bnei Yisrael blow Shofar, then it's Hashem, the Kol Shofar. We change the Rebbeinu Shlom's position, and he gets up from the Kisei Din, and he moves over to the Kisei Rachman. What does it mean, the Kisei Rachman? Rachman is not Chesed. Chesed and Rachman is not the same thing. The Baal HaTanya explains that the Rachman means a mizuz, a combination of din with Chesed is Rachman. Rachman means the Tiferet. It doesn't mean only Chesed. Chadam has a whole Esther. He didn't know that. Chadam was an atheist. In case you didn't know. Not only that he wasn't a yeshivish guy. He was originally a yeshivish guy. He was a big Talmud Chacham. Then he became an apikoros. But Al-Faith an apikoros. He was an atheist. So Chadam writes in one of his essays, he doesn't go for this, he says the Chazam made a mistake. So the Baruch Shalom wanted to create the world of Midas Adin, and then he thought it's not going to work, so he changed his mind and he created the world of Midas Rachman. He says, that's terrible. Rachman, how can you run a world with Rachman? You have to have a little bit din. If I would have been the Chazam, I would have said differently. I would have said, I would have said that the Baruch Shalom should have created, he doesn't believe in the Baruch Shalom. He doesn't believe in the whole thing. He's an atheist. The whole thing is malicious by him. So if he would have been the Gemara, he would have written differently. The Baruch Shalom has a blend of chesed and din. So that's lemaisa what it means. He didn't know. That's lemaisa what the term means. The tchila also the machshav lirasa with midas hadin. And then it says he was mishatef midas hachesed with midas hadin and decided to create the world. Midas harachman. That's exactly what rachman means. Rachman means din rafa. Is din kosher, is din rafa. Din kosher is din. And din rafa is rachman. Rachman means a blend of chesed and din. How does one accomplish this din rafa? So the Medrash says by tkiya shofar. What changes by tkiya shofar? Allah akim b'sruah. Hashem b'kol shofar. But one of them changes, to get him to change, to move on from the kisei din to the kisei rachman by blowing shofar. So the pashtus is that this is the second aspect of tkiya shofar. They quote in the Masa from the Rav Tzadik Gaon that there are 10 different kavanas that we should have. Bishas tkiya shofar. So one kavana is malchiyus. That it's the time of the coronation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you should sing and dance and cheer. There should be a happy mood with the Tkiya Shofar. But then another kavanah of Tkiya Shofar is what the Rambam writes. That Tkiya Shofar is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is blowing shofar that we should hear. Not that we are blowing shofar that all the nations in the world should hear. That we are accepting the Ribbono Shel Olam as our king. We are blowing shofar to wake ourselves up. Kilo the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to wake us up. Uri Yishen Mishen Asken. Dinedom Mitar Demaskin. We should all be choyze b'tshuva. If we're not going to be chayiz b'tshuva, so where is the Kabbalah so Malchus so he's born? If we're not chayiz b'tshuva.
That's why I
said that's the pshat, that the people are chayiz b'tshuva, and they're really the Kabbalah so Malchus, and they're korev to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then korev Hashem, the whole korev. The Ribbono Shel Olam has hashgacha pratis. There's not only hashgacha klolis on nations, and on all the chickens, and on all the birds, and so on, but there's hashgacha pratis on individual people. But Hashgacha Pratis, the Rambam writes in the Moreh Nevuchim, is not shoved on every person. He has the same share of Hashgacha Pratis on everybody. The Rambam writes, no, Korav Hashem L'chol Kolek, it's more Hashgacha Pratis on those who are close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there's more Hashgacha Pratis on Klal Yisrael than on the Umas Olam. And among Klal Yisrael, there's more Hashgacha Pratis on the Tzaddikim than there is on the Rishon. And the Rambam quotes, that's exactly what it says in the Tzukim. Raglei Chachidav Yishmor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the Tzaddikim. More so than he protects the Beinonim and the Rishon. And the reverse is also true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktikim Tzadik of Kuchut HaSairo. When a Tzadik does an Aveir, even a very slight Aveir, he will sometimes punish him more seriously than he will punish an Adam Beinonim. Or a Rasha, Moshe Rabbeinu did some kind of an Aveir. We don't know exactly what it is. This lists 10 different Pirushim. What was the Chet by name even? What was the Chet that Moshe Rabbeinu did because of which he lost his shin to get out of Israel? Whatever it was, Mr. Tamim, he do bigger Aveir. We have the ability to go ahead and so. Moshe Rabbeinu did some kind of aveira. No one knows what in the world it is. Machloikis, 10 different shatim. All the 10 shatim put together, Taknapa aveira. Even if he did all 10, even if all 10 are right, Taknapa aveira. So what did he lose his chance to go to Eretz Yisrael? What's such a big aveira? What did he do? That's the pshat. Kadosh Baruch Hu zaktik and tzaddika kukut asayra. A person is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon him more hashgacha pratis, both l'tayva and l'roh. Both Ragle Chassidya and Yishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him more. And also the Ruach. So on Rosh Hashanah, when the Ribbono Shel Olam has a din, so for those people who are going to blow shofar, that's how the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Ashrei Ham Yodei Teruah. It's the praises of the people. They know how to blow shofar. What's the big deal? A couple of years ago, my son had trouble with his ear, so the doctor made him blow shofar. He used to blow shofar all the time. Didn't help. He didn't have the operation anyway. So what's the big deal? Yodei Teruah, they know how to blow shofar. You can teach our Shikara Goy how to blow shofar. No. The Medrash says Yodei Teruah means they know the sword of shofar. The shofar is supposed to be more than children. So when the people come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them a din rafa. He won't give them a din kosher. It's still going to be a din. He's not going to. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Everything has to be the din. Yom Kippur is the Yom HaChet. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. But on Rosh Hashanah Gufa, you don't want to have a din kosher. You want to have a din rafa. So to change the din from the kisei din, the Ribbono Shel Olam should go to the kisei rachamim, not to the kisei chesed, to the kisei rachamim to have a din rafa, a din rafa. So to that, you have to have kiyah shofar in the sense of tshuva. And then we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bracha of Zechariah also, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should be Zohar HaBriz. What's Zohar HaBriz? Give us a break. We're children, we're descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's also one of the considerations, where we have a din kosher, din rafa. The judge knows who you are. But then sometimes they'll give you a break. He knows your father, he knows your grandfather, they'll give you a break. That's we bank a lot on that. That's the schusav. We bank a lot on the schusav. It's on the brisav. It's on the schusav. So one of the themes of Rosh Hashanah is Zohar HaBris. So the Ribbono Shel Olam should remember for us the bris that he made with the others. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam comments on Shabbos. that the Sul service was tam already. It's just we rely now on the Gris service, not on the Sul service. Gris service, how long can Sul service go? Let's say the Baal Shem Tov was a wonderful status. So he had a child, let's say. Even his child not so valuable. The Baal Shem Tov's sons, you gotta give him a break. He had a son. Even though he's nothing special, the Baal Shem Tov's Einikol. How long does the Sul service go? For 100 generations? Keep some. He's this one. An Einikol of an Einikol is 100 generations. It wears off after a while. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam comments on the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the Sul service already petered out. Gone? We used up the Sul service. It went for 10 generations, 20 generations, 50 generations, 40. 2,000 generations, whatever. How long do you go with the Sul service? But the Gemara says Sul service is finished. Then the Tam comments there and says, yeah, Sul service is finished, but the Bris service is not finished. The Baruch Hu made a Bris with the Yovel. We say Zecher HaBris, we don't say Zecher HaSkis. We mention the Yovel, and we blow Shofar with the Shofar Shalal to remember Akedas Yitzchok, and the Kriya Sator Rosh Hashanah is Leidas Yitzchok, and Akedas Yitzchok on the first day and on the second day. What is it got? What is it, the theme of Rosh Hashanah? So some Midrashim say the Akedah was on Rosh Hashanah. And the Rosh Hashanah Nifki Dosor, Hashem Pakad Dosor, so the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah Nifki Dosor. So that's what it means. It means a little more than that. Not only historically, Rosh Hashanah Nifki Dosor, and the Akedah was on Rosh Hashanah, but on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom Adin, so we wanted the Baruch Hashanah to be Zecher HaBris. Remember the Bris of the Ovid. The Skut Ovid is already used up, but the Bris Ovid, the Bris means, the Sivis quote the Ramban, Bris means I'll call upon him. Even if you don't deserve it, the Baruch Hashanah promised, he made it to it. He promised that to the descendants of these tzaddikim, he will give them special consideration. Not that he's just going to forget about the averus, but he'll give a din rofe rather than give a din kosher.
Why do you mention the kiddush? Why do you mention the kiddush? Not exclusive, but.
The Rebbeinu Shlom promised at the time of the Akedah. Not only that, the schus that our forefathers went through in Akedah, the schus of the others is all used up, the Gemara says. But the bris that the Rebbeinu Shlom made then, the Zechat is B.C. Yaakov, Abba is B.C. Yitzchak, Abba is B.C. Avraham Eskar, so it doesn't say the Zechat is by Yitzchak. Zechat is B.C. Yaakov, Abba is B.C. Avraham Eskar, so it's Zechir by Yaakov and by Avraham and by Yitzchak, it doesn't say. But Rashi quotes in the Medrash because after Tzavu Milach Agabi Hamizbeach, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't have to be reminded of the schus with Yitzchak. Yitzchak is always there. The Akedah is an Indian of the Bris. He made a Bris with Avraham and with Yitzchak and with Yaakov. So on Rosh Hashanah we have to mention the Bris that he made with the Yavis, so that the din will be a din Rafa, it won't be a din Kosh. These are the Yisaitis and Muna that are mentioned, that are stressed in the Bracha of the front. And in Shofar we mention the Yisaitis and Muna of Nevuah, that the Rebbeinu Shlom, we shouldn't think that the Rebbeinu Shlom finally created the world, and then he cannot relate to human beings. Like there are some people who are so aloof, such great professors, such great rabbanim, they're so aloof from everybody else, they just can't relate to students. There's some professors, they give their lectures, absent-minded, they can't relate. The Rebbeinu Shlom is not such an absent-minded professor. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, he's much greater than the biggest professor, much greater than the biggest rabbi. But he's not that aloof, he gives nevuah to people. He gives Gilui Shchina, he gave it. He gave Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave Nevuah to Nevi'im, he gave Mami Hatzina, and he's going to give it Lossi Lovoi. He's not a loop. So we stress the Yisodos of Amunah of Nevuah, Mami Hatzinai, and Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu and so on. And Bias HaMashiach, Tias HaMason, everything is stressed, and all the Yisodos of Amunah are brought out in the Tefillah. Today we don't have too much Gilui Shchina at all. Beis HaMikdash was carved, there's no Gilui Shchina. So the Gemara says, Niyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Ola Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olamai, El Adal Rama Shalaloh. The only way to see the Shechina, to begin to understand what the Shechina is all about. If you see the Shechina, you see, so you have to understand, there he is. If you don't see the Shechina, so the only way you can get a glimpse of what Shechina is all about, to get a little bit of an understanding, the Gemara says is by learning Torah. The Gemara assumes that by learning Torah, a person understands something about Elokus. Torah is supposed to be a description of Elokus. We know we learn Torah, we daven, and we think that our learning Torah is on the highest level. It's not on the highest level. Every day when we daven Shmanesh, we say, Yotzim Mekanech, Hashem Yotzim Mekanech, Hashem Yotzim Mekanech, Hashem Yotzim Mekanech, Hashem Yotzim Mekanech. So the Mepharshim points out, what's the connection between one thing and the other? Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we should give us Hatzlach and learning. Hatzlach and learning has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. We don't see what the connection is, because it's been already 2,000 years, but we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash. And we've been learning pretty well without any Beis HaMikdash. We've been davening also without a Beis HaMikdash. We think that the Beis HaMikdash is for Korbanos and for Beis Mazalos, I don't think the Beis HaMikdash has any shaykhs with all the mitzvahs. The Sheikalulas, Beis HaMikdash, not Beis HaMikdash, what's the difference? You daven, you learn, but it's not so. He basically based tefillah yikar l'cholam. Beis HaMikdash is officially the Beis Tefillah. The tefillahs are only miskabel in the Beis HaMikdash of Bizman HaMikdash. And after the Churban HaMikdash, it says, Gam kiyotot ha-shaleya, salsam tefillah asir l'fana, the Pasuk in Eichas says. And the Gemara says, Yem shachar Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says in Hazor, the end of Korban Tzim, Yem Perek Hazor. Yem shachar Beis HaMikdash, nin alu shari tefillah. The gates of tefillah are closed, only shari demoy is lenin alu. That's how the Gemara says, shari demoy is lenin alu. But shari tefillah nin alu, why? Because the Beis HaMikdash is not only a makom hakodesh kavanah, it's a makom tefillah, and it's a makom of Talmud Torah also, as well as the learning happens to be, people who have hallucinations that it's good about it, especially here, we're learning in the Torah center of the world, celebrating our centennial, gevaldik, but if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's not as gevaldik as it's going to be. Maybe people can delude themselves into believing that we're learning better than other yeshivas. Maybe that can be debated, but you can't think that this is the highest level of learning that can possibly be attained. We daven that the Rebbeinu Shem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and then we should really begin to learn Torah. The same Chokeinu Sarasvah after the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The real Malkum Torah is in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and that's where the Torah is. That's where the Luchas are, that's where the Yikah Torah is. If you don't have the Sanhedrin, Yoshim Bimkamer, you don't have the Luchas Bimkamer. The Luchas are there, Shalom Bimkamer. You don't have the Luchas Bimkamer, you don't have the Sanhedrin Bimkamer, so the Talmud Torah all over the world is on a lower level. That's just like the Gemara says, you can daven flip-flop the Beis HaMikdash also, but the HaMikdash is the base Torah. Whoever davens anywhere has to daven facing the Beis HaMikdash. So this man chain Beis HaMikdash came, the Pasuk says the Tefillah, so not as Niskabel as they used to be years ago. Only Shari Dimoy, that's what he means. It's a different Bechina of the Tefillah. Shari Dimoy is Leinuna. That's why the Gemara says that, it says in the Chumash, Yom Chua Yelachan and Mitargimin and Yom Yabova. And on Rosh Hashanah it says you have to blow shofar, and the Targumental it says on Yom Chua, Yom Yabova, and Yabova means to cry, and it says a shofar by Sisra's mother when she was waiting for him to come home, so it says Bata Yabe, she was crying. So that teaches us that Kiyah Shofar is supposed to be in the Nusach of crying. What is the idea of the Nusach of crying? It's supposed to be an enhancement of the Tefillah. There's another Kavanah in Kiyah Shofar. There are many different Kavanahs in Kiyah Shofar. It's supposed to have all the different Kavanahs in different parts of the Tefillah. So one of the kavanas in Kiyah Shofar is Malchus, that we are announcing, proclaiming Kabbalas on Malchusah. We are celebrating the coronation of the Ribbono Shel'olam, and this is the anniversary of his coronation. When he created Adam Rishon was on Rosh Hashanah, and every year on Rosh Hashanah we accept upon ourselves all Malchusah, and we celebrate joyfully and happily. Another kavana we mentioned before was to be Ma'or Ras L'Tshuva. If we won't do Tshuva, so what? The whole thing is a fraud. What kind of Kabbalah is on Malchusah? We're Kabbalah on Malchusah, but we're not going to listen to any of the laws that he tells us. Lashon Hara we're going to continue to say. And to cheat on exams we're going to continue to do. And to cheat in business we're going to continue. And the husbands cheat on their wives, and wives cheat on their husbands. And everybody does all they have there is from Aleph to Tav. Everything, things that are written in the Torah and the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, and everybody violates everything. And in the Kabbalah Malchus Shaman, what kind of Malchus Shaman is the Halei Tzant? The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't have any Melech HaOlam, he doesn't have a Medina, he doesn't have a city, he doesn't have a capital, he doesn't have a nation, doesn't have a government in exile, doesn't have anything. And we're making believe that we're Mekabbalah Malchus. So that's the Kavanah that you have to have in mind when you blow Shofar. We're blowing Shofar that we should awaken ourselves, that we should do Tshuva. But a third thing of the Kiyah Shofar is that Kiyah Shofar is supposed to be a form of Tefillah. Yom Yabavo, that the Gemara says that there are two Chalashemis of Tefillah. There's a Tefillah, plain Tefillah. There's a Tefillah with demois, when a person really davens with hearts in the Shaman. When he davens with Kavanah, to the point that he cries. With great Kavanah, so the Gemara says, even though Shari Tefillah with Ninalu, Yom Shofar Beis HaMikdash, the Shari demois with Ninalu. So this is another Kavanah. We spoke on Shabbat. The Ramban says in Melchamas on Rosh Hashanah, Allah Almighty says that the Kiyah Shofar in the middle of the Shemana Esrei is for the purpose of enhancing the Tefillah. It makes it into a Tefillah with the Gemara. We have a lot to daven for, both for the Yechidim and for the Klal Yisrael. How does a person begin to do Tshuva? We do a lot of Averis. One important way to stop doing Averis is to learn the Dinim. When you go through the Chafetz Chaim and become more aware of the Inyanim of Lashon Hara, you'll be Nizim more than Dinim of Lashon Hara. Go through the Hilchos Mezuzah, Hilchos Tfilas Kelim or whatever, Hilchos Tfilin, so you realize you're not putting on your Tfilin right. You go through the Dinim, the Dinim Sora the Tshuva. But there's another important aspect to doing Tshuva. You have to go to the Shorish of the Chatoi. It's not enough, let's say the person has serious headaches every day for 3 months straight, He's just going off his mind from the headaches. He goes to the doctor tells him, take two aspirins and take a nap. His family's not a good doctor. You can't just treat the symptoms. You have to go to the shoris. The guy never has a brain tumor. Okay, well, there's something wrong with him, something seriously wrong. He has splitting headaches every day for 3 months in a row. So if we're full of averis, it must be that it's not some, we have a little avera here, have a headache here, a little headache here. My toe hurts, and my arm hurts, and my this hurts. It must be something that's the shoresh of all of the averis. So if we'll be misakin, if we'll make some kind of an operation, some kind of surgery, to be misakin the shoresh of all of the head, to get to the source of everything, so maybe that will solve a lot of the problems in one shot. How do we know what the shoresh of all of the head is? So the Mishnah tells us. The Mishnah tells us in 30 others. That there are three midas mugunas that are basically the source of all chet that causes people to be yotzim in olam. What do you mean matzim esodim in olam? Causes people to lose their olam abo. Like it says in the end of Parashat Semra, Vayetzi ben ish Yisrael is vul ben ish Mitzri. So Rashi said, we really mean Vayetzi, may olam yotzim. He lost his olam abo. He did such a big avera, he was megadif es Hashem, so he lost his olam abo. So the Mishnah says, matzim esodim in olam, these are three midas mugunas, akinah, atayim, akovim, these are the sources of all upset. Kinnah is such a sickening thing, it's unbelievable. You look around yeshivas. I'm not talking about... I remember our Soviet sister once told us her father, that Moshe Zichron Lacha, used to be in yeshiva, he used to be already in yeshiva. So she said, they suffered so much from kinnah, from jealousy, from other rabbanim. She was so sick from it, so she made up her mind she's going to marry a person who's not in rabbanim. She married a dentist. This is my, she married a dentist. So she thought she'll be avoid the whole thing, then she found that there's more kinnah among dentists than there is among rabbis. Kinnah is such a sickness. The whole world is full of kinnah. You would think that in yeshivas, the people learn Torah, their personalities would be purified, even in yeshivas. Not like she thought that only in yeshivas, not simply, but even in yeshiva, the people are learning Torah and they're supposed to be purifying themselves. If you learn Torah Lishma, you're there for the Dvarim Harbit. Obviously, people are not learning Torah Lishma, they're learning Torah Shalom Lishma. People learn Torah Lishma, become alien personality. They don't have such kinah. It's an international sickness that everybody has kinah. Everybody's jealous of everybody else. The other guy has a prettier wife than I have. The other guy has more panasa than I have. He has more kovah than I have. Everybody's jealous of everybody else. What he's taken away from what I deserve. And tither, everybody wants more. What does he want more? The Baruch Shalom created the world. The Baruch Shalom is the boss. You're not the boss. Everybody wants to have more than he has. Everybody's excited to have more money, excited to have more hanos olam hazeh. And COVID, everybody's crazy about COVID. But it boils down to the kitzur, that's what the Baal HaTanya quotes from the Zohar, from the Mechubalim. And what's the shorash of all of these three? Akin of HaTayra Kovah, what's the shorash? To put it in a nutshell, is Gaiden. Gaiden is the source of everything. And the Baal HaTanya quotes from the Zohar that the Rishonim say also, why did the Baruch Shalom write into the Torah the head of Eitz Hadas? What is it, our Eitz? I didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. According to the Christian religion and other religions, I don't see the story. Eitz Hadas, it's a big deal. So in our religion, it doesn't play too much of a role at all. So what is it there for? What do you need the whole story for? So the Drasha Saran writes. Saran writes along the Drasha that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to write into the Torah to describe a typical chet. In order that you should know what a typical chet is like and what pitfalls to avoid. So the Torah describes how an emotion is nishal in the chet. How is he nishal in the chet? What failed tif did the Yetzer Hara give him? He said, V'yisim kelekin yedei tovara. I'll make you into God. That was the first thing. Sometimes you do an avera, they say, v'machal Shabbos, you get richer. Or go tell Lashon Hara about this guy and then you'll get a good job. Or go kill him and then you'll get his wife. So they give the Yetzer Hara promises you a reward. Do this and you get money. Do this and you get covered. Do this and you get happiness. But the Yetzer Hara can even tell you, do this and we'll make you God. You can kill him. You already turn around. Make him to the Baruch Shalom. That's what Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that the Nachash convinced them that the Mesilas Hashem has a whole other effort on it. How do you think that the Baruch Shalom became God? This is the Yetzer Hadas. You already turn around. The Baruch Shalom ate from the Yetzer Hadas. That's how he became God. So you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll become God. Why do you think God told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas? He doesn't want any competition. Everybody's jealous of competition. No one wants any competition. The Baruch Shalom ate from the Eitz Hadas, that's how he became God. So you eat the Tzidur and God. That's the self-tish that the Eitz Hadas gives. Not that the Eitz Hadas tells us, do this and you get covered, do this and you get more money, do this and you get more honey, do this little love there. No. They'll even tell us, do this and you'll become God. That's ridiculous, but that's what the Eitz Hadas tells us. So the Maaseh, this is the crazy, you saw it, of Gaiva. Everybody had this Everybody has an inflated ego. Everybody thinks that they're much greater than they are. Chazanish writes in his Kuntas Amun Bitochon that when the Gemara writes in Yuma, the Gemara writes a description, he considers this the story of Amun Bitochon. The Gemara says, Bishimcha Yikra'ucha, or Bilikonicha Yoshibucha, Bishimcha Yikra'ucha, that Minash Shaman may have a card file on all the people in this world, and have everybody's name there, and everything written down, and they call your name Goldberg. He's going to get so much money this year. He's going to get a shidduch, he's going to pass, he's going to get A's, B's, and C's. He's going to get Steinberg, he's going to get this, he's going to get that, he's not going to get this, he's not going to get that. Everything is, there's a system, it's not how. Shimcha yikarucha, ubimkamcha yoshivucha, and they give you exactly what you deserve. The aid on him, how does the Gemara say? Mishalach yitnaloch, and they give you what you deserve. You can't get what anybody else wants. Even if you kill the guy, you won't be able to get his wife, if it's not nigzim and hashman, you should get. Even if you talk Rosh Nahar against the guy, you won't be able to get his job. It's Minash Shemayim that regards that that's his job. If you kill him, they won't necessarily give it to you. Or if you steal his money, you won't necessarily remain with his money. Minash Shemayim that regards how much money people get. If it's Nigzah Minash Shemayim, you'll get it. If it's not Nigzah, you won't get it. By doing the Avera on Rosh Nahar against the person or whatever, you won't gain more Hanoi Salam Azed. The Rishon thinks that by doing Avera they gain more. They don't gain more. Mishalach Yitnulach. They don't have to give a Muchamach Avera. No one can take away what the other person is supposed to get. The Malchus Nagaz Mechavta Afilutrim Lay Nima. No one can get the covered, the Malchus are the covered, the Gedula, that someone else deserves. This is what we believe, that these things are Minash Shemayim. The Gemara says that the Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe Shlom is Gezer, how much Parnasa the person is going to make. And that's all he's going to make. He can steal on his head from today till the end of the year. He's not going to get a penny more or a penny less. That's what he's going to get. If he makes a little extra money, then we'll have to spend it on doctor bills. We'll have to have a burglary in the gun oven. We'll have to take it away. And at the mind, we'll see that he doesn't get more than he's supposed to get or less than he's supposed to get. The established tablos, of course. He's just going to sit back and say, kill him and learn the Torah and say, the Bershom is going to give me the panasis. So then he's going to decide with Allah tonight that if he does the tablos and make it, does the tablos, he won't make. But if he does establish al shekhi, he does gneiv, so that's not going to alter the situation. Whether he'll have more hanor tolem hazeh or not, the Minash Shemayim de begoyz, how much hanor tolem hazeh is going to get. The only thing that's not included in the gzeir, the Gemara says, is tzorech shabbos v'yontif and tzorech talmud Torah. That as much as he spends for learning Torah, or as much as he spends for shabbos and yontif, that he's going to get repaid. The person doesn't have shabbos and yontif for learning Torah, the Gemara says, lavu alai v'ali poreya. The Gemara says, trust in me, borrow money, and I'll pay you back. That's what the Rebbe Shlom says. In the Gemara, the Gemara for Shabbos, it's called Lavu Alai Vali Pareh. That's what the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the Shodosh of Rosh Hashanah, the Beis HaMikdosh, was Tiv Mitzupe Zohar. And on Tanis Tibur, they had Chatzoytzu Shalket of Natural Zohar. So the Gemara says, how come Tanis Tibur? Why wasn't it Zohar? Mar says, too expensive. Can't be Matriya Tzibah to spend fortunes of money. So Mar says, no, what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah also, what do you mean Matriya Tzibah? So Mar says, Tzod Yom Tov Shayim. What's Tzod Yom Tov Shayim? It's too expensive. So what do you mean Matriya Tzibah? So the answer is no, because the Mar says in Beitzin, that Tzod Yom Tov Shayim, Tzod Yom Tov Shayim, Tzod Yom Tov Shayim, Tzod Yom Tov Shayim, so whatever you spend for Shabbos and Yom Tov, learning the Torah, that you'll get back. So there's no problem. You can spend all you want to get it back. If it's with Tzod Shabbos and Yom Tov, a guy, let's say, a woman wants a golden leichter. A guy wants a golden menorah. So, well, Chanukah is not Shabbos Yom. Chanukah is the Rabban. Let's say a woman wants a golden candelabra to bench lift on Shabbos in order that the neighbor should see. Not that she wants to be Mechav Shabbos. That's not Tzorcha Shabbos Yom. But if you have Tzitzit Tzupe Zohar in the Beis HaMikdosh, it's not to show off that's so rich. That's the Kvod Yom Tov. So Gemara says, the Kvod Yom Tov Shiny, that they're going to get the money back. That money won't be lost. There's no problem with being Matriya Tzitzit. The Rabban Shalom will pay that. But we have to keep this in mind. People think that they don't have what's coming to them. They feel that they deserve more coverage. That's why they're always jealous of other people, of other students, of other people in different professions. People feel that they're being cheated in Hanoah Tzolem Azeh. What do you mean the Baruch Shem tells me I have to deserve Paris on the Shpata? He wants to have fun with his wife all week long, all year long. What do you mean Kashrus? He wants to eat lobsters. He wants to get to Hanoah Tzolem Azeh, eating the lobster. What do you mean I have to spend more money to buy kosher food? He wants to save his money. I have to buy a little bit extra. Why does he have to spend so much money? He wants to keep his money. What is he going to do with the money? People think they're going to get more Hanoah Tzolem Azeh from doing the Averis and from doing this. They feel that they deserve more. The Baruch Shalom knows what people deserve. The Baruch Shalom is Gezim and Hashemayim. How much I know it's all about that. Everybody should get. People shouldn't go to the head. People think that they're so great. They deserve more covered, more panasa, more hanasa, more everything than they get. This is the state of all chet. People have to be mistaken in the shorish of the chet. You have to be mistaken in the kinan, and the taiva, and the covered, which are really three aspects of gaiva. And in the mail, all of the averis will be straightened up. Everything will fall into place. Of course, there is an important consideration to keep in mind that the people have to be mevatel themselves to the Baruch Shalom. That's needed. They shouldn't be baligai the property of the Baruch Shalom, but they shouldn't be mevatel themselves floppy other people. Let's say some people they become such great bali anavo that they just they lose their whole personality. The butler gabi everybody, but the butler gabi bali aver also. That's an interesting matter. That's a chiston. The butler gabi bali. A person has to know exactly his place in life. It's such an important thing, you know, Gaiva de Kedusha. So I have to go over to a non-observant Jew and explain to him why it's better to be religious, why I'm better than him. If he'll be religious, he'll be a better person also. Not done. I should be Batla Gabi everybody and become a meek person and I'm nothing and I'm nobody copy the Rosh, I'm nobody copy anybody. That's stupid. It's some personality default. It's a weakness of person out there. It's an idiot. That's shiftless. That's terrible salvage is right. It's not unneeded that shiftless. A behema has shiftless. Behema has nothing to brag about. It's not a shuffle. But a human being has important qualities. A human being has to be an honor, not a shuffle. They're two different things. One of the Lubavitcher Rebbe's, I think the Mittler Rebbe, one wrote a kuntris that's called Kuntris the Maya. Maya Yerzim Beis Hashem starts off with that class. He develops the theme of Gaiva de Kedusha. A person has to know that he's more important than the other people who are not observing. The Pasuk says in the Bayam, regarding David HaMelech, he was very proud of the fact that he was Jewish. He marches in the Israeli parade. He marches in the Torah parade, like Lakhvayma parade, or whatever. He goes over to other people and he tries to convince them. Let's say he works for NCSY or TLS or whatever. He tries to convince the other people that it's better to be an observant Jew, not the guy who's a meek person. He's Batul Gabi everybody. That's a Mishken Mailah. It's a hazard. Everything has a hazard. So there's a hazard if a person will really be an honor, so there's a hazard that it may lead into shiftless. I need this to sometimes lead into shiftless. But yes, we don't find it so much. But yes, we have so much gaiva in our generation that if a person will get to reach the Madrega of Vans, it's not so curved that it'll go to the Madrega of shiftless. But years ago there was such a hashash existed. We find by Yeshua ben Nun that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo, ko yoshiyacham yatus miragrim. Why do we only daven for Yeshua ben Nun? Why didn't daven for the others? Why didn't daven for Kolei? Kolev didn't need any tefillah. Why Yeshua ben Nun need the tefillah? So there's a comment, the Balei Musa point out, the Targum Yonah ben Ezeel says in that pasuk, Vayikra Moshe lo Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua, so the Targum Yonah says, Katchoma am sanus de Hoshea. And he saw what a great honor Yeshua was, and he was afraid, he was an honor to the Anivis, may need lead to shiflus, that a person who's batla, Gabi de Rabban Shem, may just be mevatel himself completely, he may be mevatel himself to the other miraglis, so he was mispalo. He should only have anivis, he shouldn't have shiflus. He shouldn't be bakla gabi the rishoyim or the beninim. He should have a little gabi the rishoyim. Toya shiachami atus miradim. That chashash vayas usually doesn't exist. You don't have to worry about that so much. The kitzur. Rosh Hashanah is the day that we have to be mechazik aramunim. That's what it means. Kabbalah from Malchus Hashemayim. You have to be Kabbalah from Yom Gimel Yikrei Emunah. When we dive in the Tefillah of Musa from Rosh Hashanah, the Malchus Hashemayim Shergis, all of the Yisraelis Emunah are spelled out in the davening. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik commented that the Nusach HaBrocha that we say, V'chein Tein Pavdecha, V'chein Tzadikim, V'chein Tein Kovoy, he said that some of Forshim say Pshat, he thought that was the correct Pshat, that that's not about Pasha, not please, Tein Pavdecha. He said it's a statement of a fact that's Emunah. We believe Shetipin Tachtecha Alkol Maaseh. We believe that the day will come. The day will come that you will give cover to your nation. The day will come that Tzadikim. It's not a Bakosh. This is the Pabla Shemana Esrei where you're not supposed to say any Bakosh. He thought that this is not a Bakosh. And the same is true regarding the Malchus V'chein Asher. This part is Bakosh. The part is statement of. You just repeat the Emunah. You say the Emunah. We believe that there's one God who created the world, who has Yedia, and he has Tzavi Yonish, and he still keeps in touch with people, and he gives Nevuah, and the words Moshe Rabbeinu, Maimon HaSinai, and Lasid Lovon, Chiyas HaMeisim. We speak about all these things in Emunah. You have to believe in all he needs to say the same moment. And believing means you have to act accordingly, and then a guy believes and then he's a ganas on his side. A guy believes and he doesn't learn. A guy believes and he cheats on his exams, he cheats on his business, he cheats on income tax. So where does that money? He's nishke maimon, he's a faker. He's not being consistent. The person has to mekabla al Hashanah to be mekabla the Rabbanu Shlomo the Melech based on all these Seder Shemunah and to act accordingly. And Malchus means to do what the Rabbanu Shlomo is mekabla, not because it's a nice thing. Today will be nice, tomorrow won't be nice, and he won't do it. No, the mekabla al Malchus means that the Xeris of the Melech have to be followed whether we think they make sense or not, even if you think it doesn't make sense. That's the Xeris of the Melech, has to be followed. Yesterday the SOI representative spoke about the importance of coming to the yeshiva as from Hasteira. It was more important to come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. From Hasteira they hooey all over the world. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is an important, serious time of the year. I think there's still room, no? Still a few rooms in the dormitory, still a few empty seats in Beis Medrash. Whoever isn't the shiva to be somewhere else, it should really be the davening yeshiva is really completely different from the davening in the shul with Balamah. I wish everybody a Ksira, Sinefeva, Kain and Shalom.